Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What if I told you everything you know about the world is wrong? What if I told you that all the things that you believe to be impossible are, in fact, very much an ontological possibility? Reality is not what you think it is. It is so much more complicated, fascinating, and above all, it is terrifying. You see, we are at the fringe of the map, and there's more than just dragons.
I get to the high school.
Well, well, well. Heracles, to what do I owe the pleasure? Please, come in. Would you like a drink? You look dusty from the road.
No, I'm all right. Water would be fine.
You still peckish?
No, I just had some of that unbelievable pecan pie down at the Blue Plate.
I know, yeah. But, I mean, the pecan pie, while delicious, is not exactly filling.
Are you tailing me again, Evangeline?
I don't need to tail you to know where you are, Heracles. You leave a trail everywhere you go. I once would have said that you were the devil, but I see instead he just follows you.
Are we in her office now?
Yeah, you eventually get to her office. She pours herself a bourbon and then once again offers you some.
I'll have a half.
She pours you a half.
Evangeline, I feel like I have to ask you a very blunt question, and I want to apologize if it comes across impolite.
You could never be blunt with me.
You a werewolf?
Yes.
Well, that makes sense, I guess.
You remind me of my husband.
He was
long, long time ago.
How old is Evangeline, Adam?
This would have been 19... When was Prohibition again?
Huh. Look very good for your age, Evangeline.
Oh, I get that a lot. It's really simple. Just pretend to be your daughter. Just keep doing that, and eventually problems just tend to go away.
Do you know you have a copycat in town?
Hmm?
There's a copycat in town.
What do you mean?
Someone pretending to be their daughter. Sarah Johnson works at the Blue Plate. I think she's actually Sarah Johnson Sr., who became a naval officer and a submarinist.
Submariner.
I prefer submarinist. I think she's connected to the Odic Force. At first, when I asked her if she knew of any weird things happening in town, she became nervous, and I thought it was to do with your tale. She didn't want to tell me anything and get in trouble from yourself. And then she disappeared, and then I also learned you were a werewolf, and I learned a bunch of things today. I have an eye in my hand.
Interesting.
I show her the eye.
Now that is gross. Sarah Johnson, really interesting. Because I heard a while back about going on maybe 9 months. She showed her face around town, but just briefly.
9 months ago.
I have it on good authority that she was seen lurking around Oak and Amber Rum. It's an old... Well, it's an old rum distillery. Used to see a lot more action back in the day when it was the beginning of a tunnel network that would bring illegal booze into the United States. Once again, during Prohibition.
Some of you were involved in.
My husband, mostly. I dabbled a little bit. He was the one part of the house, you see.
What animals mounted on the wall again in this office?
There's a bunch. There's that big bear.
Yeah.
And then there's like deer, pigs, a bunch of other.
You did this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. Not with a gun.
She smiles. I find it so much faster to use one's hands for most tasks.
Well, look, regardless of your past, your future, your present is the most pressing issue right now. Sabineville, a CDP that you care great. I would assume, Adam, that it would not be facetious or Evangeline, for all of her flaws, does actually care about Sabineville a great deal.
You would say so, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I can tell it's...
Yeah.
She goes about it in a bit of a fucked up way, Adam, but she does care a great deal for this town.
She's got a moral code that you would not consider an entirely good one, but
no.
She does have, like, a code, yeah.
You care about this town a great deal.
I do indeed.
You don't want it to be destroyed.
I do indeed.
It's in trouble.
I'm vaguely aware.
Not in the way that you think.
Maybe not in the way that you think either.
You know there's a... When I got shot, did you put goo on me?
I did not, no. I didn't know about that until after it had happened, unfortunately. The, something about that gentleman that Miss Sinclair hired, very hard to track him.
Mr. Wolf?
No.
Oh, the hitman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he shot me in the head.
Mm-hmm. I'm vaguely aware.
Some people say I goaded him, but I don't think I'm that annoying.
Well.
I thought she liked me.
You know what I love about you, Heracles? You are 0% bullshit, but only because you're 100% curious. There ain't no room for it.
Yeah, fuck.
You remind me of my husband. Anyway, that's neither here nor... Well, he worked for an entity called The House back in the day. They did similar things to what you do.
The House? Have I heard mention of this house at any point?
Yeah, you've heard mention of her husband.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. You know this.
Yeah, no, I have. Oh, wow. Huh. Huh. And that's how he met you, I suspect.
Yeah, he was down here looking for an unrelated thing, encountered me, and, well, we hit it off, had some wonderful years together, but things kind of just fell apart quite suddenly, as I recall.
Natural causes?
Yes, but not what you mean. I would never do the man harm. He, unfortunately, came to an end at the hands of an entirely different creature, I can tell you that.
That sounds gruesome.
Yeah, it was the strangest thing. For the longest time, it was like fate or something. Nothing could touch that man. I love that about him. But I guess everyone's run of good luck comes to bad eventually.
Fate? Did he have dreams, Evangeline?
Heracles, my people, we have a innate connection to the land of the supernatural. I'm aware I can see a great deal more about you than you think I can.
Right.
I can see you have a fate about you. My husband, I loved him dearly, but he did not have the same fate. It was more like a mistress of luck that would follow him instead. One day it just up and left. Couldn't tell you exactly what happened.
Well, that's a plumb shame, I guess, for him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to continue on my investigations, but I should warn you, Frankie's coming for you pretty hard. I think he was hoping he could leverage me against you, but he's a crazy drug dealer, and the most dangerous thing about you is that you're a werewolf, which is not that dangerous, really.
If I may offer some advice, Mr. Melville, you need to find the source of what's happening here.
Can you get me into the sewer?
I can get you into the sewers, but I don't think they're deep enough, honey. I think you need to go one deeper. I think you need to start exploring those old rum trails.
I mean, that was my next guess. Any of them lead into the water?
A few of them do. No one here exactly remembers where all of them were. It's more of a lost art at this point. My husband might have been able to help you back in the day, but unfortunately, I am vaguely aware that something strange has happened at the rum distillery. Unfortunately, it's well protected. I'm not sure by who, though. Some mysterious entity. Aside from that, though, I do know of one entrance in the bayou, but the problem is there. Miss Sinclair, her men, have been having quite a lot of trouble in the bayou as of late, but that's not because of me. I certainly caused the explosion at the fracking platform, but the thing...
We both knew that.
The thing hunting her men at night is not me.
A tiger.
It's not a tiger either. Whatever it is, a small army of mercenaries can't handle it.
You don't happen to keep a paperback copy of the novelization of Predator, do you?
Don't think I do, but I have the next best thing. A water boat and a free night.
Well, I have one thing to check off first, Evangeline, and then we can get going. But I want to just clarify something. That I'm interested in finding out what this mystery is for the benefit of the town. But I don't want you to hurt anybody. You don't have to.
Well, what constitutes don't have to?
I think there's enough problems plaguing Sabineville without a gang war being thrown in on top. You've got Sinclair with mercenaries running around, and you're chasing after Frankie's people. Surely, concerting all your efforts on Sinclair's people would be the smarter play here.
D- to be honest, I haven't gone after Frankie myself. He's come after me, and I've just defended myself.
Charlie in the stomach realized you're a werewolf. He's going to look up a book and work out it's silver. You know that, right?
Well, I'm really more concerned about that mysterious assassin that I can't seem to ever trace. Not sure where he is at this very... Crack!
Oh, fuck! Adam, as you said it, I realized he has silver bullets.
You...
Oh, you son of a bitch!
You look past Brains' shoulder and you see the big... both the big windows on either side of the bear, and then beyond them, you can see just one feature in the massive bayou all around Sabineville CDP. You see the Ferris wheel from Pelican Park slowly rotating. There's a little flash of light from the top of it, and then the glass window shatters, and Brains jerks as you are sprayed with blood. It hits her in the shoulder. She collapses forwards. The door immediately explodes inwards, and we're going to go to initiative.
Wait, they're going to fight me?
You don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. They knew she was a werewolf. Adam, I hate myself. I hate myself so much. I knew the assassin had silver bullets. I know this because he shot me with one, and I saw them. And at no point did I go, oh, yeah, he's got silver bullets, and then go, she's a werewolf. I went, she's a werewolf. That ape man can't kill her. It will be fine.
You saw him furious. You saw him go to Pelican Park as well.
Yeah, I know I did, but I figured he wouldn't be able to kill her now that I knew she was a werewolf. Fuck. You know what's crazy, too? If I looked at the map, I can see that the Ferris wheel is looking at the school.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Tom gets caught up in the mystery the same way Heracles gets caught up in the mystery. I was ready to go to the rum factory to find Sarah Johnson and then go on a nighttime adventure with Evangeline, but I guess I'm not doing that.
Evangeline, she hits the table, falls down, and you see her clutching her shoulder, hissing in pain. You can see there is smoke coming out of the wound, and if she could heal regular bullets, she's definitely not healing this one. She's cradling her shoulder, crying in pain.
Stay down. He's on the Ferris wheel.
Are you exposed at all?
Well, Heracles? I was sitting in the chair.
You can go prone as a free action immediately when you start taking
bullets. I also want to drop to the ground.
Okay.
He did say he wouldn't kill me unless I was there. And I'm really there.
All right. Well,
he would have seen me walk into that office and be like, oh, dang. Oh, well.
Okay.
I warned him.
Heracles, it's your turn.
I have a vial of Odic Force.
Yes, you do.
I take it out, and I hand it to Evangeline.
She looks at it, and you can see she makes a very unpleasant face. She does not want to do this. She looks back at you. Between the two of us, if one of us was offering the other one an unusual substance, I'm really surprised it's going this way. She grabs it and shoves it into her wound. It immediately begins knitting itself back together. Which one of the two muscles did you like more?
You dog. I liked the Hawaiian shirt. No, wait. The guy who just was called Grunt. What was his name?
Grunt.
Yeah, and he just went, He was better. He's dead, isn't he?
Well, oh, no, you like him more?
Yes.
No, that's fine. Big Easy, the guy with the Hawaiian
shirt. Oh, I forgot that was his name. Oh, this is so hard, Adam.
Which one do you like more?
Can I flip a coin?
Because he's the one about to step in.
Can I flip a coin?
You could flip a coin, sure. Right. I don't think I have any here.
No, Adam, I do.
Okay.
All right, so we're flipping a coin to see if I get Big Easy or Grunt killed first.
Mm-hmm.
Tails, it's Big Easy. Heads, it's Grunt. It's Grunt.
Grunt steps in. Let's take a moment to remember Grunt. Wears a white singlet, grunts. That's Grunt.
Oh, what a great bunch of things.
Grunt steps in, huh? And then thunk. You see his chest opens like a fucking flower. No, actually his back opens like a fucking flower.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's just a little dime shaped hole in his chest. He says. And then he collapses backwards. You can see there's a massive smear of blood on the wall behind him.
Is he smoking?
Yes. He had a big cigar in his mouth.
No. Is he smoking? Like, from the bullet hole?
Oh, is he smoking? No, I see what you mean. No.
Okay, she's the only werewolf.
Yeah.
Well, that I know of.
Sure, yeah.
We have to get out of here, Evangeline.
It's Evangeline's turn. She crawls out of the door. You can see Big Easy is there. Big Easy, get the people. Let them know it's at Pelican Park. Head over there. Get that damn son of a bitch on the Ferris wheel. Big Easy sprints down the corridor.
Be careful. All of the children not at school today are at the carnival.
They know. Big Easy's the sports teacher.
How's her wound? Fine?
Yeah, it's immediately knitted back up.
Do you want to get going?
Yeah, let's leave. Where to?
We're going to visit Sarah Johnson's house.
All right, then. Maybe. You know she doesn't live there no more.
Who does?
Deacon Benjamin LeBlanc, the doctor's brother.
Well, let's head there, check out the house. I don't know about you, but if I was returning to my hometown and pretending to be my daughter, the impulse to check out my old family home and lay low there might be strong.
You exit the Sabine High in a very specific manner. Actually, maybe you take a new car and Evangeline lies down in the back seat so that she can't be seen.
I take my bat with the new car, sure. Too, just in case. Right. I throw it on the chair.
You drive that car north as a bunch of other cars head south towards Pelican Park.
So how does Sinclair know that you don't like silver, Evangeline?
I don't think she does, if I'm being honest.
How does the hitman know?
The hit...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Man is just a strange son of a bitch, I guess.
Yeah, he is.
I've heard about, well, I mean, this isn't anything I've experienced myself, but I have heard other groups of werewolves talk, not specifically of a man hunting werewolves, but just a man who deals with peculiar types of deals. A very silent, very strange, but impossible to find man who... just sets himself up, one shot, typically enough to kill most creatures. Guess I'm not most creatures, though.
You certainly aren't. Well,
But he just works for money. I think Miss Sinclair just happened luckily upon the exact type of assassin she needed. Or maybe Bismarck just contracts this man often.
He's the antithesis to me, I suppose.
She laughs in the back seat. I mean, he doesn't say anything. I don't know if he's necessarily your antithesis.
Well, no, but he seeks out the strange and unusual, whereas I seek it out to understand it, to learn more about it. I'm curious.
Honey, he doesn't seek anything out. I think he's just a gun for hire.
Well, yeah, he seeks things out to kill.
Oh, I suppose, if you put it like that, sure.
He's like me.
All right, then. You know, I'm going to say this. I know I've said this several times already, but I've had this literal conversation with my husband.
I remind you of your husband that much?
You really do.
Just in personality?
Yes.
I don't look like a husband?
Well, I suppose there's a slight striking resemblance, but he was, look, I don't mean to seem too offensive, but he was possibly the most handsome creature I have ever laid eyes on.
Well, that's very nice. I'm sorry he's no longer here.
Yeah. She says that with some genuine sadness.
She's okay. She's a nutcase, but she's not... Frankie is Frankie.
Sure.
I don't know. She feels like she's like a mobster with a bit of heart.
She's got some soft spots. Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
You pull up out in front of Trinity Methodist Church.
And the house across the road?
Yep, the house is directly across the road. It's a very kind of... classic 1950s Americana style house, like white picket fence, but aged. So the white picket fence, now the paint is curling and the house is a little threadbare. It looks like it needs some work.
Question. Mm-hmm. I don't mean to be rude, Evangeline.
Please.
You can't smell grave dirt, can you, around this house? Your nose is better than mine.
She sits up, winds down one of the windows, and I would say I do smell grave dirt, actually.
Jackpot. I pull up and we'll get out of the car. Wait. Look around. Are we
we're far away from the Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way.
I mean, you can see the Ferris wheel in the teeny tiny diff.
He would have to be the greatest marksman in the world.
He would.
Is he?
Heracles.
We get out of the car.
Tom. Evangeline looks to the church, then looks to the house, and you can see she obviously quite has heightened senses. Huh. Now, isn't that strange? You look at the house, and you can see coming around the side is a man in his 50s. He is dressed as a priest, so you know, obviously, this would be a Deacon Benjamin LeBlanc. With him is Sarah Johnson. She looks a little confused, and it looks like he's helping her. When Sarah Johnson spots you, she gets like a bit afraid and she starts moving away. LeBlanc spots you, has like a concerned look on his face and starts kind of moving in a very defensive manner. You think they're maybe about to bolt. Then you look over to the church, the other place Evangeline's looking. You can see the church is all, it's done up beautifully. It's got laurel wreaths of roses. There's flowers everywhere. It looks gorgeous. But you can tell quite obviously it's a funeral of sorts is happening here. Out of the church, wearing pantaloons and, you know, that big white frill?
Yeah.
A man steps out. He drops a rapier and you can see in his chest he's clutching a wound. He begins stumbling forwards. Which way, Western man?
No, you know what? I actually think I can justify this as a character choice.
I'm excited.
Because, obviously, dying literary character. Very interesting.
Sure.
Odic Force.
Sure.
Very interesting.
Yes.
And normally, if Heracles was doing the earlier parts of investigation, where he just wanders around towns and any time he sees something interesting, he goes after it. I'm of the belief that Heracles now thinks he knows what's causing that. Mercutio, not interesting.
But you could save Romeo and Juliet right now.
No, I couldn't.
Maybe, you don't know.
That's not that part of the story yet. Also, they're not real, Adam.
If Mercutio's wounded, then it is, yeah.
They don't die for a little bit. So Mercutio dies.
No, who's the brother who dies, like, right at the end when Romeo needs to kill him to get to Juliet?
Yeah, Tybalt.
Tybalt, sorry. Yeah, it's Tybalt, yeah.
Oh, wait, Tybalt is about to die.
If Tybalt's about to die...
Mercutio's dying.
Mercutio's dead.
So Mercutio's dead because Tybalt kills him. Romeo gets revenge, kills Tybalt, and then goes to... No, we're way off them getting poisoned. Also, Adam, they're fake. They're not real. Heracles is... Adam, may I remind you?
Mm-hmm.
There are two things that Heracles is. He is hopeful, but he is also arrogant.
Sure.
He has discovered that these people are literary characters. He no longer cares for them. They are not a real thing that can die. They just turn to goo. Let's turn to goo, man.
Okay.
All right. I think he's come here to get Sarah Johnson.
Okay.
While Hamlet Mercutio is interesting.
It's Tybalt. It's Tybalt because Tybalt gets killed right at the end, right before Romeo and Juliet. Mercutio is like at the halfway point.
Oh, he's already dead.
Yeah, Mercutio is dead at this point.
This is Tybalt.
Tybalt, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, Adam, I know what you've done.
That's goo.
That's goo.
That's goo.
Now, earlier in the investigation, all over that shit. Would have been like, I'll come back for that. But now Heracles is at a point in the investigation where it's narrowing and he's laser focused.
Okay.
We're going after Sarah and the Reverend.
Okay.
I get out of the car. Deacon Benjamin LeBlanc. I'm a friend of Alexander's. I don't want to. We're not here to hurt anybody. We just want to talk.
Three dice.
I'm putting willpower on it.
They hesitate. Sarah stands behind LeBlanc and LeBlanc, keeping his hands up, kind of almost afraid that you're about to charge him.
All right. Well, what is your purpose here?
I just want to talk to Sarah. That's all.
Sarah's a little confused at the moment. If you want, we can talk inside.
I'm okay with that, as long as she comes with us.
All right. She can't come. He points to Evangeline.
Do you mind about that?
Evangeline seems a little put out.
Fine, but tell me everything that happened. I'm deadly curious.
Of course I will.
Wait in the car.
I love gossip, especially when it's weird. Unless you want to go over there and stop two kids from poisoning themselves.
Evangeline looks over. You see she licks her lips and she says, all right then. Let's see the... All right. Let's see the...
Star-crossed lovers.
Yeah. You know what? I've heard about them. I've never seen them.
I love that she knows what it is.
Yeah.
Before she goes, Evangeline, I point to the literary characters. The whole time? As in, did she know the whole time?
I put it together before you, but not by much.
Impressive.
Well, I live here. I was here from the beginning, huh?
I follow the deacon and Sarah Johnson.
Evangeline goes to try and say Tybalt, like, puts up a hand to just barely
kick,
try and
just
stop.
Kick him in
the
head.
Yeah, she just pushes him aside and goes into the church.
You're the bad guy. Yeah, we go into the house.
You sit down at the deacon's table. Sarah sits at the opposite side of the table from you, and she just kind of stares at the table.
What were you doing in town 9 months ago, Sarah?
What? I was on a date, I think.
9 months ago, you were on a date?
Yeah.
No submarines?
What? No. No, I...
Does she look exactly the same as the woman who was working in the restaurant?
Yeah. I haven't gone to school for that yet.
Benjamin, how long has she been back here? You live in this house, I'm a Sam from talking to your brother.
Benjamin sits down some cups of tea for all of you and then sits down himself.
She showed up on my doorstep a few days ago. Seemed confused, like she thought she lived here.
Sarah, how old are you?
I'm 21.
Adam, does she look 21?
She looks 21, yeah. She could be.
Benjamin, you knew Sarah Johnson.
I did indeed.
What year was she born?
She was born in 1975.
Wait, she's 21.
Oh, no, that makes sense. It's 1996.
I look at the deacon. What does the deacon do?
He looks back at the girl, and with a very, like, sad expression, he says,
No, honey, no, it's not. It's 2015 right now.
Where were you before you got here, Sarah?
What do you mean? I live here. I work at the diner, and...
You didn't go to work today?
No, the deacon said I shouldn't.
He looks at you and says, it's been under my suggestion that she's been staying with me for now. Until she figures everything out.
You don't know where she was staying before when she was working at the diner?
Well, I've been trying to contact her mother, but I've not been having much luck.
Her mother would be dead, right, Benjamin?
Her mother, Sarah Johnson.
This is same Sarah. Name. Sarah Johnson.
Well, I'm assuming it's her daughter. Poor lady's just confused.
Adam, unfortunately... Heracles does not have time for this bullshit. This man is annoying and stupid.
What are you talking about?
Sarah Johnson.
Yeah.
Her mother.
Yes.
She's, I wouldn't say staying with me, but she left some things here.
Right. Sarah Johnson, senior.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous. People don't name daughters. Never mind. Sarah Johnson, senior. Her mother.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah, what's your mother's name?
Sarah Johnson scrunches her face as if she's trying hard to recall something. And then she says,
I think her name is Julie.
I look back at Benjamin.
Well, that would be her grandmother. The poor woman thinks she's her mother.
She is her mother, you It's been a long 3 days.
I can see that you're getting a bit upset. But if you let your anger consume you right now, I will have to force you from the premises.
I take a big sip of tea. Like, the cup is shaking a little bit.
I apologize, Deacon. I have been through a lot. I'm going to spell this out for you, and it's going to sound ridiculous. Almost as ridiculous, I guess, as your brother seeing a man melt in his hospital. But let me assure you, that happened. 24 hours ago, I was shot in the head. And then I woke up in the morgue. Not a scratch on me. My finger's still bleeding.
Probably. You didn't give yourself a big cut, so it's probably not bleeding anymore.
No, but it didn't heal.
It's not healed.
No, I'm not like the tiger.
No, you're not currently covered in goo.
Of course. Oh, I'm an idiot. Again, Heracles gets brought down by Tom's stupidity.
Sure.
Classic trope. Turn back to Sarah. Sarah, what does your mother do? Julie, what's her job?
She works at the mill, Crescent Mill.
I look at Benjamin. Did Julie Johnson work at Crescent Mill?
You can keep asking Sarah question after question, and she's going to keep giving you this information. Is it that unreasonable to assume that she knows her mother's life?
I hate this man so much, Adam. You've presented me with the most frustrating problem for Heracles to overcome. I reckon I'm about one more him being a fuckhead away from blowing this whole thing. All right. Can I try something? I'm an academic of unusual things, and I've heard of unusual methods to help with people with similar conditions that Sarah may be suffering from.
Ontologically problematic.
How do you know that?
Sarah said.
From what I said to her at the diner?
Yeah.
Sarah, did that upset you when I said that phrase?
A little, I suppose. It just, I don't really understand. It's like getting memories from something I don't remember.
Getting memories from something you don't remember. You're not Sarah Johnson at all. Does it smell like grave dirt in here?
Yes.
Deacon.
Mm.
The things that Sarah's mother left, maybe we could bring them here. They might jog her memory. Seeing them might help her remember who she is and who her mother is and that she is not her mother, perhaps. Might be worth a try.
Well, if you'd like, the two of us can step upstairs together. I don't wish to leave you alone with Sarah.
That's fair enough.
We can go through her mother's effects, if that will please you, on the proviso that there is a bag that we are not to touch. I was given express instructions that we were not to open this bag.
Absolutely.